Back underway here inside White Auditorium, Mission Valley, with a quick bucket by Lily Foster to increase their lead to 18, largest of the night now at 7.
It's 5 straight made shots there for Mission Valley.
18-11 now the score, 7.5 remaining in the third quarter, and a turnover on the opposite end. Paige Martin intercepts a pass from Georgia Kitzelman and will bring it into the front court for Mission Valley, into the hands of Kipley Jacobson. Jacobson left block, hands off to Lily Foster. She'll give to Bloomfield for a three, no good. Rebound to Georgia Kitzelman. And is it just me? Georgia Kitzelman looks a little tired. Does not look at full peak capacity right here. Sadie Shoemaker has the top of the key. Left side to Emery Spies. Drives inside. Now kick back up top to Shoemaker. Right block to Campbell Stark. Over the top of the defense. No good on the block shot. Rebound will go to Kipley Jacobson yet again, and she has got to be in double figures already with the rebounding.
Yeah, not keeping individual stats for that side of things, but yeah, she's been on almost every single rebound.
Great job by Emery Spies to jump on top of the ball as Adeline Bloomfield almost intercepted it. Ties it up, gets it back for Osage City with 6:42 remaining in the third. Lady Indians trailing by 7, 18-11. Though, from what we've seen here tonight, you can't really judge a game by its score just yet. Georgia Kitzelman, right wing. Again, just looking a little out of sorts. As Sadie Shoemaker gets it to the top, Spies will let go a three. Off the back iron, and Jacobson grabs the board over the top of Greta Crawford. Mission Valley back on the attack. Almost said offensive, attack, I couldn't make up my mind. Tomlinson to Foster, 18-footer left side, no good. Rebound again, ripped down by Osage City. Neither team really attacking the offensive boards much here tonight.
I mean, they both have, say, 4 for Osage City, 5 for Mission Valley.
Greta Crawford inside the arc, left side, up top to Sadie Shoemaker. Now to Spies, right wing, right corner to Georgia Kitzelman. She'll circle around a little bit here as Sadie Shoemaker gets it top of the key. Back to Spies, drives inside, jump stop in the lane, left side, Greta Crawford, baseline pass goes to Campbell Stark, can't hit the bunny. Ball came free, but not before a foul by Osage City. See who they give this one to. There's 3 red jerseys in the area. It'll be Greta Crawford. It'll be her second, team's first of the second half. Out of the Mission Valley lineup comes Lily Foster. Back in comes the 5'5 freshman, Maddie Krause. Inbounds into the front court to Paige Martin. To Tomlinson at the top of the key. She thought about the three, won't take it. Starts her dribble. Right wing to Martin. Loses the handle in the lane. It's taken away by Campbell Stark, and Emery Spies has it. But Osage City in no hurry to get down the court. They could have maybe had an open look as Georgia Kitzelman. 4-footer from the right block is good.
She looked alive and well on that shot attempt. They'd
much
really attack
better, yeah.
The back bucket when Martin had fallen in the backcourt.
Lead cut to 5 now, 18-13, in favor of Mission Valley with under 5 to go in the third quarter. Paige Martin, left elbow to Morgan Tomlinson. Now throws it baseline to Kipley Jacobson, almost loses it, gives it to Martin. 18-footer, nothing but net. Paige Martin with 13 on the night. We get a timeout taken by Mission Valley. It's a full timeout. We're taking one with them. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on KVOE 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. Coverage streaming online at KVOE TV at KVOE.com.
Coverage of the Flint Hills Shootout being brought to you by Kansas Land Bank, serving the area with complete banking services. A proud supporter of all area athletes. Kansas Land Bank, banking with your friends and neighbors. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. The City of Americus, proudly supporting the hard work of the Northern Heights Wildcats on and off the court. Go Cats! And Grimmett Concrete. They do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 620-340-3434 or Scott at 620-343-0174.
Back inside White Auditorium, taking your room, Michael Deeker. 20-13 is the lead for Mission Valley over Osage City. As we are in the timeout here, called by Coach Ben Packer. Timeouts again brought to you by McDonald's on 6th Avenue. 99-cent iced coffee from 5 a.m. to 11 a.m. through February 5th. Pair it with a new blueberry cream cheese pie for a mid-morning snack. I'm a little salty they didn't have those cream cheese pies when I was working at McDonald's years ago, but I guess I'll have to go pay for one now.
Sure they can get one free for your birthday, right?
Today, right? I'm not sure about that one.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you, sir. Greta Crawford misses on the point-blank shot from the left block. Rebound ripped away by Morgan Tomlinson. Left side, Bloomfield, three on the way. It's good! A Van Gundy Farms three. Van Gundy Farms, your Lyon County Hogemeyer seed dealer, Adeline Bloomfield. Makes it a 10-point differential, largest lead of the night for Mission Valley. Osage City now on the attack. Go ahead, Mike.
And they continue to leave points off the board at close range.
Georgia Kitzelman fires a three. No good. Rebound won by Sadie Shoemaker to Spies. Wide open three on the way. It's good. Van Gundy Farms three for the 4'11 freshman, Emery Spies. Her first points of the ball game. Cuts the lead now down to seven.
There you go.
Thank you.
Spies needs to get going here. She averages nearly 9 points a ball game.
Morgan Tomlinson gives it to Maddie Krause. Right side, Bloomfield three again. This one is just a bit short. Rebound goes to Paige Martin. No good on the putback, but she's fouled on the attempt. Chance to put the lead back to nine. That's against Greta Crawford. That's her third. Georgia Kitzelman with two. Second team foul for Osage City of the second half as Martin misses. That was a line drive. Just hit the back iron as Julia Kitzelman and Lexi Voss check into the Osage City lineup for Greta Crawford and Sadie Shoemaker. Thus far, no Osage City players approaching double figures as Martin with her 14th point on the night with the make. 24-16 the lead now. 8-point differential. It's been as high as 10. Georgia Kitzelman to Julia Kitzelman. Left wing, and it's taken away by Adeline Bloomfield. Breakaway down the stretch. Easy layup and good. Bloomfield puts the lead back to 10. 26-16, 3:10 to go here in the third quarter. Georgia Kitzelman, top of the left wing, to Julia, left corner. Peyton Pitts getting set to check back into the Osage City lineup. Dangerous pass to Campbell Stark in the lane. She's able to collect it, get it to Lexi Voss, right wing. Now up top, worked around to Georgia Kitzelman. To Spies, three on the way. Follows the shot and gets it to fall. Looked like it was going to fall away, but Emery Spies able to bank it off the back iron for a Van Gundy Farms three. On the opposite end, Maddie Krause misses on the layup attempt right side. Rebound won by Osage City, and now the Lady Indians starting to catch some heat. Spies wide open again, fires the three. That one is short. Rebound won by Lily Foster.
That was almost a heat check. She would have made that.
Absolutely.
The place where he erupted.
We've seen her do that before, though. Reverse layup is good by Kipley Jacobson on the opposite side. Her first points of the ball game. 2:10 remaining. Lead back out to nine. For Mission Valley, 28-19, 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Lexi Boss, 18-footer left side is good. And a timeout will be taken by Coach Chris Kirkpatrick, and it's a 30-second timeout brought to you by McDonald's on 6th Avenue. Buy a quarter pounder with cheese, Big Mac, or 10-piece nugget, and get a second one for $1. And, Mike, you know, I don't know if I agree with the decision to take that timeout when your team's starting to catch some fire defensively and offensively. I understand the reasoning, but I just don't know if you want to try and stop that momentum.
It's gotten fairly popular among coaches in our area, though, is just, hey, because, yeah, we're doing stuff right on the offensive side, but there's still things to be said on the defensive side. And obviously, when they have made buckets, it seems like Mission Valley is really catching them in transition. That's probably why Kirkpatrick called that timeout, plus to give his team some breather without having to go to substitution.
Well, and it seems like Mission Valley, actually, though firmly in the driver's seat here through most of the ball game, they seem to be the ones kind of speeding themselves up here in the later goings. 1:50 remains in the third quarter. The lead 28-21 in favor of Mission Valley. Paige Martin, three on the way, no good. Rebound put back by Adeline Bloomfield, won't get off. But she maintains possession. In the lane, under the basket, Morgan Tomlinson goes up for the shot and is fouled by Georgia Kitzelman. That is going to be Georgia's third. Tomlinson to the line for two. My apologies, Mike.
It's just excellent ball movement, though, by Mission Valley. Just real crisp passes, and it's catching Osage City napping.
Tomlinson. Nothing but net on the first one. Her first trip to the line earlier tonight. Three attempts. Knocked down one of them. Now 2 of 4 overall. Puts up the second. That one good. Make it 3 of 5. And a little miscommunication by Osage City as Emery Spies inbounds it to Lexi Boss. And Spies now brings it across half court. 9-point lead yet again for Mission Valley, 30-21. Spies settles, fires a three, draws front iron, no good. Peyton Pitts on the rebound for Osage City. Lexi Boss, 8-footer right side is good. And Lexi Boss starting to warm up here a little bit. As we see another foul, that's on Georgia Kitzelman, her fourth. So she will likely be sitting the remainder of this third quarter. Minute 7 remaining in the third as Greta Crawford checks back into the Osage City lineup. Inbounds coming from in front of the, well, what's shaping up to be Linden student section on the far side of the arena. Jacobson gets it into play. Martin with it now, top of the key, goes to Tomlinson. Top of the right wing. Three is good!
3 points.
Morgan Tomlinson with a Van Gundy Farms three. Tomlinson, Martin, and Bloomfield all with three-pointers tonight. For Mission Valley, lead back to 10, 33-23, 45 seconds to go. Lexi Boss overshoots the 18-footer where she's been money from here in this third quarter. Rebound goes to Mission Valley. Bloomfield, 18-footer on the left side, over the top into the hands of Peyton Pitts. 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. Spies brings it up across half court. Left corner. Greta Crawford. Adeline Bloomfield almost takes it away from Osage City. Spies gets it back. 10 seconds. Top of the power E with it is Spies. Needs to make something happen here. 5 seconds. Trying to get around the defender. Right corner three, no good by Lexi Boss, and that will do it for three quarters of play at the end of the third. Osage City trails Mission Valley, 33-23. Can they pull back and make it a game? Or will Mission Valley roll on to their first Flint Hills League Shootout Championship? Stick around and find out. We've got more coverage coming up here on KVOE 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local.
Coverage of the Flint Hill Shootout is brought to you by Planet Sub. Fresh sandwiches, wraps, and oven-baked subs on made-from-scratch bread. Planet Sub across from Walmart. The Rich Door Company, residential and commercial garage door sales and service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. And GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and are proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 620-344-0661.
33-23 is the lead for Mission Valley over Osage City as we get set for the start of the fourth and final quarter of action in our girls' Flint Hill Shootout Championship matchup. Mission Valley looking to make history tonight with their first Flint Hills Tournament Championship. Osage City trying to play party pooper, for lack of a better term. Don't shake your head at me like that. It's the only thing I could think of. Spoiler? Is that better?
Well, I didn't know I was going to be hearing that type of language when I'm away from my 5-year-olds.
That hurts. All right. Ouch.
But you're not like he can say anything
else
on the radio.
33-23 is the lead for Mission Valley. Morgan Tomlinson, right block. Jumper no good. Rebound won by Lexi Boss for Osage City. Lady Indians back on the attack. 7:45 left to work.
They need to get their offense going here.
Greta Crawford, left corner. Skips it right side. Lexi Boss. Boss thought about a step-back jumper, and she tries to give it to Campbell Stark. Wasn't ready for it. Turnover in the lane. Morgan Tomlinson. Top of the key now to Paige Martin. Martin down low. Hits the underside of the basket. Just Kipley Jacobson and Campbell Stark there to collect the free ball. Emery Spies, top of the key. Nice juke move around the defender. Goes right side to Lexi Boss. Up top to Pitts. Back to Spies. Wide open three on the way. Too strong. Paige Martin. Paige Martin got the board and was trying to find Lily Foster down the stretch. Foster didn't see it coming and nearly turns it over. We get a timeout taken by Coach Ben Packard, brought to you by McDonald's on 6th Avenue. Download the McDonald's app and receive daily deals, including select favorites, for free. 30-second timeout on the floor, and I got to ask, Mike, if you're Coach Kirkpatrick or Coach Packard, what are you telling your teams right now?
Well, it looks like Coach Packard is emphasizing we have a 10-point lead. We must work our offense all the way through, be strong with that ball, kind of like how Martin came down with that rebound and really tried pushing up the court really fast and nearly led to a turnover. But he is emphasizing the just take your time, do not rush anything. Kirkpatrick, on the other side, we're going to have to get these shots to fall. They're now 3-for-20 from outside the arc. You got to keep on shooting, though. They got to get that offense going. They're doing everything right. They're getting great looks, just not getting anything to fall. But you got to play good defense and keep this deficit at a minimal.
Lily Foster trapped on the baseline in the right corner. Gives it to Adeline Bloomfield, and a foul will be called against Lexi Boss. That's going to be her second. Of course, sitting on the bench right now for Osage City with four fouls is Georgia Kitzelman. 6:53 remaining in regulation, 33-23. The lead for Mission Valley as Bloomfield knew it as soon as she did it. Little extra step on the inbound pass, travels with it. Turnover to Osage City. Now you got to capitalize here. A lot of time to work, but you mentioned it, Mike. If they're going to get their offense going, it has to start right now. Crawford, near half court, gives it to Boss. Tried to feed it to Spies in the left corner. It's knocked out of bounds by Adeline Bloomfield, staying with Osage City. Boss, right block. Campbell Stark going over top of Morgan Tomlinson. Too strong on the point-blank shot yet again. She is usually money from that post position on that shot, and she has not been able to get it to fall tonight.
And Morgan Tomlinson playing excellent defense, really affecting Stark all night.
Bloomfield, left wing three. Good. Adeline Bloomfield with the Van Gundy Farms three. That's her second of the night. Lead now to its largest deficit at 13. Also, Bloomfield joins Paige Martin in double figures with 12. Emery Spies trying to go up and under the defense, gets tagged on her approach to the basket. Picking up the foul will be Paige Martin, her second, team's first.
First team foul.
Spies puts up the first of two. It's no good. Peyton Pitts subbed out by Sadie Shoemaker. Spies sets for the second, puts it up. That one's nothing but net. Emery Spies now with 7 points on the night. 5:53 left to go. Lead at 12 for Mission Valley. 24 for Osage City, 36 for the Lady Vikings. Three on the way by Adeline Bloomfield. Swish.
Three straight makes from beyond the arc for Mission Valley, and they've got their foot on the pedal with a 15-point lead.
Two of those makes from Adeline Bloomfield. Two straight Van Gundy Farms threes. Campbell Stark, right wing, Lexi Boss, three on the way, short. Rebound to Kipley Jacobson. Jacobson fighting off the reach-ins, gives it to Morgan Tomlinson. Now the lead at its largest of the night, 15, 39-24 Mission Valley. Lily Foster tracks down a wild pass, maintains possession into the hands of Jacobson. Jacobson left block. It's bumped into by Greta Crawford. Ball comes free. Breakaway opportunity for Lexi Boss. Catching up is Paige Martin, and Martin alters the shot, saves the ball in bounds. What a play by Paige Martin.
That's a championship play right there, hustling back on defense, denying that shot.
Look at the smile on Packard's face. It disappeared quickly, but he had to be proud of his 5'10 junior making that play right there. Adeline Bloomfield. 5-foot jumper, no good, right block. Kipley Jacobson goes up for the putback and gets fouled by Lexi Boss. Boss with her third. team's sixth.
Mission Valley beating Osage City nearly to every loose ball and just really outboxing them out on every opportunity.
Georgia Kitzelman getting set to check back in for Osage City. Jacobson puts up the first of two, rolls around, thinks about it for a mile, and then falls in. Jacobson with just her third point of the ball game as Lexi Boss takes the seat for Osage City. Georgia Kitzelman back in. Just under 4.5 minutes left to go here. The lead now 16 as Jacobson misses on the second. If you're going to mount a comeback, it has to start here. Georgia Kitzelman with it. Goes to Campbell Stark at the top of the key. Now to Sadie Shoemaker at the top of the power E here. Looking for some assistance. To Spies, top of the key. Drives inside. Floater in the lane, off the backboard, no good. Rebound one to Greta Crawford. Crawford baseline pass knocked out of bounds by Kipley Jacobson. It'll stay with Osage City.
Time definitely becoming a factor here for Osage City if they're going to crawl their way back into this one, trailing things by 16.
4:02 remaining in the ball game. Campbell Stark gives it to Sadie Shoemaker, nearly travels to Kitzelman at the top of the power E. Now to Spies, top of the right wing. Left corner, Greta Crawford unleashes a three. Oh, it just rings out. Woo! Paige Martin and Greta Crawford getting a little fiery on the rebound attempt.
That's just how the night's gone for Osage City. Just multiple good looks from three. They just almost have a bucket on top of it now.
Campbell Stark goes up and around the defenders. Yeah. Finally gets her shot to fall. That's her first points of the second half. She has seven on the night. It's 40-26, 3.5 remaining in this ball game.
They ramp up the pressure on defense.
Adeline Bloomfield over the top of the defenders knocks down the 8-footer, and timeout will be taken by Coach Ben Packard. His team soundly out in front right now, 16-point differential, 42-26. See if they can continue the stretch down the way. Timeout on the floor, full timeout. We'll take 30 seconds to catch our breath. We're back after this on KBOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local.
Coverage of the Flint Hill Shootout is brought to you in part by the Chase County Recreation Commission. Proud to support the youth of the Chase County communities. Go Bulldogs! By Murphy Agri LLC, serving the agricultural community in Strong City and Lebo. See Murphy Agri for all of your fertilizer and chemical needs. And by Harshman Construction, they have several rock quarries in the area to supply your rock and sand needs and are also available to haul it for you. Call Harshman Construction at 620-274-4377.
42-26 is the lead for Mission Valley over Osage City with 3 minutes and 24 seconds remaining. If you're Coach Ben Packard, you're thinking in the back of your mind, we are 3 minutes and 24 seconds away from school and tournament history as they could win their first tournament championship. Spies collects an errant pass, fires an air ball three from the top of the right wing. It's taken away by Kipley Jacobson, and Jacobson falling in transition. They're going to call the foul on Greta Crawford. I don't know if I agree with that one. That'll put Mission Valley in the bonus. Seventh team foul. That'll be Shoemaker's second overall. At the line for the 1-1 is Kipley Jacobson. Only 3 points on the night thus far. Puts up the front end. No good. Rebound pulled down by Campbell Stark to Sadie Shoemaker. To Emery Spies. Left side. Greta Crawford three on the way. Hits the side. No good. Morgan Tomlinson with the board for Mission Valley. Emery Spies knocks the ball free from Paige Martin, but it goes out of bounds into the scorer's table, so it'll stay with Mission Valley. Just off to our right side, Jacobson to inbound. Near half court to Paige Martin. Martin gives it to Morgan Tomlinson just inside the arc at the top. Back to Martin. Left side, Jacobson lets go a three. No good. Rebound to Campbell Stark. Emery Spies with it now. Hustling up the way. Right block. Jump stop on the side. Goes to Peyton Pitts. Now skip left side. Sadie Shoemaker three on the way. Just a bit long. Paige Martin will collect the board for Mission Valley. 16-point lead, 42-26. 2:20 left to go in the game. And the Mission Valley faithful, as Lily Foster overshoots a three-pointer, you can feel them getting ready to explode here as we approach 2 minutes to go. Emery Spies gets a floater to fall, but she gets fouled on the floor first. As Mission Valley, the foul will go against Lily Foster. That'll be her first. Team second of the second half as Campbell Stark off the inbound. Jumper no good. Rebound to Paige Martin. Under two to go. Kipley Jacobson, right wing. In the lane. Martin, jump stop. Shot no good. Gets her own board to Lily Foster, who's fouled on the putback at 10. Foster to the line for two. See who they give that one to. That's going against Peyton Pitts. That will be Pitts's first. Team's eight. Foster at the line for two, and her teammates not sticking around. They're going back to get on defense. As Foster misses on the front end. Boss back in for Osage City. Out comes Pitts. Foster, no good on the second. A minute 45 remaining in the ball game. 16-point lead still, 42-26. Mission Valley over Osage City. Sadie Shoemaker, top of the key, gets trapped. Tries to give it to Spies, gets it off. Spies loses her handle. It's picked up by Greta Crawford to the right side. Sadie Shoemaker almost mishandles it. Under 90 seconds to go. Shoemaker, a wild layup in the lane, but, hey, drew a foul. So Shoemaker to the line.
We'll see. Going to give her two shots. I thought maybe they were going to say Stark went up for that rebound. It kind of looked like it might have been a pass to her.
Well, there were some Mission Valley fans in the back there saying the same thing, but officials saw it in a different way as Shoemaker misses on the first of two. Shoemaker scoreless here tonight, has yet to find the score sheet. So that's for her second. Puts it up. That one, perfect. Shoemaker cuts the lead to 15 with 1:22 left to play. Paige Martin, right side, hands off to Jacobson. On the baseline to Martin. Martin almost has it knocked away by Campbell Stark. Goes to Tomlinson. Tomlinson, left side jumper, no good. Rebound won by Adeline Bloomfield. Approaching a minute to go. Well, I was talking to you in the break there, Mike. It's hard to call a player of the game for Mission Valley as Paige Martin and Adeline Bloomfield both doing a great job here to get their team out in front.
I think you got to give it to the senior leadership of Paige Martin.
I agree with you. Under 60 seconds remaining, and the applause starting from the Mission Valley student section. Bloomfield, right wing, 40 seconds remaining. They're starting to warm up. Jacobson takes it left side to Paige Martin, and the party will be put on ice for just a few more seconds as a foul will be registered against Emery Spies. That'll be Spies' first. 1-1 coming here from Martin. Puts it up. Good. Paige Martin. Is 15 points on the night. Puts up the second, make it 16. Hey! 28 seconds remaining. Sadie Shoemaker fires a top of the right wing three, no good. Rebound to Greta Crawford in the lane. Left side to Lexi Boss. Boss fires a three. That one rims out. To Paige Martin on the rebound, 15 seconds away. Into the front court, Lily Foster, five-footer off the glass and in. 46-27, 19-point difference, 5 seconds remain. 2-1, Mission Valley, congratulations. For the first time in history, you are the Flint Hill Shootout Tournament Champions. Coach Ben Packard, with a massive smile on his face, will be looking forward to talking with him following the conclusion of the plaque presentation on the court. We're going to take a quick break. We will come back and get our final stats tallied, get some response here from Coach Ben Packard and, of course, his star-studded team that made it possible. All that coming up here on our coverage of the Flint Hill Shootout on 14KVOE, 96.9 FM, live and local, streaming online at KVOE TV at KVOE.com.
Coverage of